ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। इज क्रिएटर ऑफ अवर इस्कॉन, ही इज द वन हू हैज क्रिएटेड इस्कॉन। नॉट ओनली क्रिएटर, शिल प्रभुपाद इज मेंटेनर ऑफ इस्कॉन। हाउ डज शिल प्रभुपाद मेंटेन व्हेन ही इज नॉट हियर? थ्रू हिज बुक्स। शिल प्रभुपाद्स बुक्स आर लाइक अ स्टेपल डाइट। If you read Srila Prabhupada's books, they are designed for Kali Yuga. And some people say that there is repetition, but this repetition is so nicely coming. Again and again, Srila Prabhupada, whatever may be the verse may be discussion between the gopis, Srila Prabhupada will say, birth, old age, disease, death, we have to... The way the books are designed, that if we keep on reading it for 1 hour every day, almost we touch the, all parts of the philosophy. In that 1 hour reading, somewhere will come across that we should give up lust, we should give up bodily conception. People sometimes talk about nectarian books, you know, something about Radha Krishna, some intimate pastime, some meaning, some books written, esoteric books. They are also very nice. It's not that since our acharyas have written them, we have to read. But I make a comparison that Srila Prabhupada's books are like a staple diet, cross meal, rice, dal, shabji, chapati, which is necessary. And other books are like a sweet dish. So sweet dish is also necessary, but we cannot survive on sweet dish. Okay, if you just decide that from today onwards I'll eat only sweet dish, no, that is not possible. You need to eat this rice, dal, chapati, sabji. That is Srila Prabhupada's book for us. After that you can have some sweets, that is your choice. But the way these books, because Prabhupada has said that Krishna has dictated these books. And now in this month of Christmas, we have this great opportunity. So now the last week, in cricket we call it as slog overs. Okay. So here, you know, it's a great chance to score in these slog overs. If you are not distributed, you can always, before I say it, today morning I myself and my good wife, we donated to our KEM students some 20 Gitas, just so that before I speak it, there should be some potency in the words. So please, if you have not yet distributed, go for it now. Because anyways, nowadays it's year end and you know, people are in a mood of spending. You know, how much people spend for the New Year party, and all those parties are actually useless, because in this party they are making resolutions. Okay, that from today I will drink, but tomorrow onwards, you know, tomorrow onwards I'll not be drinking. So all such resolutions is something like a thief who is getting punished again and again, but still not improving. And in my last Bhagavatam class, I had told many stories of thief. I'll just share one with you. That one thief was punished by a magistrate. The magistrate told him that I give you a fine of 500 rupees. And the thief gets tensed up. He said, 500. And the magistrate looks at him. Why? What happened? Why are you so tensed? He said, no, actually I have only 100 rupees. But if you give me 1 hour, I will collect 400 more. So what is the use of punishment? Immediately after punishment, they are going to break the principles. So the New Year resolutions are something like this. So here is Srila Prabhupada, following the footsteps of Lord Brahma. He has created this whole ISKCON world. Brahma created the world and Srila Prabhupada created this ISKCON world, a house where the whole world can live. And this ISKCON is what is making this world beautiful. Otherwise, without this devotional service, what remains for us in this world? The next Mahajan is Narad Muni. And all of us know that how Narada was cursed by Daksha, when Narad preached Daksha's sons for becoming brahmacharis, and then Daksha was very angry and he cursed Narada that because you took away all my sons, you will not be able to stay at one place. You made all my sons into brahmacharis, so I curse you that you will not be able to stay at one place. Therefore, Narad Muni keeps on roaming. So he makes the best use of the opportunity. So keeps on roaming and keeps on preaching. Srila Prabhupada used to say that so many brahmacharis have come, my disciples have become brahmacharis, so their parents like Daksha are cursing me. Therefore, I am not able to stay. So I have to keep on roaming. So Srila Prabhupada roamed 13 times around the world. So therefore, Srila Prabhupada used to say that somebody take this curse so that I can sit in one place and translate the Bhagavatam. Like Narad Muni had a variety of disciples like Murugari and this Valya who became Valmiki afterwards. Srila Prabhupada had similar kind of disciples. And like Murugari, when he approached Narad Muni, Narad Muni told him that from tomorrow onwards you will stop killing. And he said, then who will maintain me? He said, Krishna will maintain me. Similarly, once at Los Angeles, there was an interview. And in the interview, a devotee was asked that, who is feeding you? And now, such kind of questions, you know, first, if we are asked, who is feeding you? We say, my mother, my wife. Nowadays, people have become very superficial. Like in US, they did a survey of school children. From where do you get the milk from? Like 90% student wrote from the dairy. Nobody wrote cow. They're not, okay. From where do we get the grains? From the Walmart. So that is what the psychology is. Okay. So that is a superficial approach. So they asked, who is feeding you? And the disciple said, Krishna is feeding us. And then the news reporter went to Srila Prabhupada and said, we asked your disciple who is feeding you, and he said that Krishna is feeding. So Prabhupada was so happy. He said, I am so happy that he said Krishna is feeding. Srila Prabhupada said, today that I have heard that one of my disciples realized that Krishna is feeding us, it was worthwhile coming through that boat to America and doing all this preaching. At least one disciple of mine has understood that Krishna is the one who is actually feeding us. The next Mahajan is Lord Shiva, and Shiva was compassionate to all the Bhutas, is compassionate to all the Bhutas, and he takes upon himself all their sins. Something like that Srila Prabhupada also did. There are the next Mahajan are the Kumaras, the four Kumaras. These four Kumaras were so detached from the world, they were not ready to come to this world. Srila Prabhupada was also like that. And all of us know the story that once Srila Prabhupada told that he was not ready to come to this material world. And Krishna told him that go down. He said, no, I don't want to go down. He said, please go down. No, I don't want to go down. Okay, go down and write books. I will dictate. Okay, then Srila Prabhupada said, okay, then I'll go. That's what Srila Prabhupada told us. So that is the value of Srila Prabhupada's books, that Krishna has dictated all these books and Srila Prabhupada. So he didn't want to come to this world. Okay, so that's how he's following the footsteps of the Kumaras. Like Kapila Muni, he spoke philosophy. Kapila Muni is known for speaking philosophy. And this philosophy, he was speaking at a very, very young age. And Srila Prabhupada also at young age manifested his devotion. He used to say, tell his parents, look, we'll do the Jagannath Rath Yatra. And Srila Prabhupada at age of 5 used to go to Howrah railway station. And he used to ask that what is the price for a ticket to Jagannath Puri, so that I can go to Jagannath Puri and have darshan of Jagannath. And he used to save money for that. Now, I remember saving money in my childhood for buying a cricket bat. I was not knowing Jagannath Puri or Jagannath also. We had in our house one kind of a idol which was hanging on the wall since our childhood. We were looking at it, and after coming to ISKCON, we realized that that was Baladev from Jagannath Puri with the short hands. So we were not even knowing Jagannath. I don't know how many of you were knowing Jagannath Puri. That, at least in my childhood, coming to ISKCON only, I realized that this is the Lord of the universe. And Srila Prabhupada used to collect money so that he could go to Jagannath Puri. The next is Swayambhuna Manu. Now, Swayambhuna Manu was a grihastha, and still he used to extend himself, and that's what Srila Prabhupada did. As a grihastha also, he used to assist the brahmacharis, his guru's mission. The next Mahajan is Prahlad. And Srila Prabhupada is known for being fearless, like Prahlad. He never used to be scared of anyone. Even with, you see Srila Prabhupada talking to the people of US or the interviewer, he was never scared. He was not even able to speak English properly. But no fear, absolutely fearless while preaching. And one thing I could relate, that how he was, that Prahlad was thrown into ocean and Srila Prabhupada was also. He was not thrown, but he voluntarily for all of us entered the ocean and crossed it. And that's what 1972 in a GBC meeting Srila Prabhupada had asked, that how many of you have faith that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead? Now, when a person like Srila Prabhupada asks us that, how many of you have this faith? It's very difficult. See, we sometimes, while preaching our neighbors, our colleagues, we speak big, big philosophies. Like we start, you know, telling that Krishna is the Supreme Lord, this and that. But how many, if somebody like Prabhupada asks us that, do you have faith that Krishna is the Personality of? None of them answer. Our faith is very fragile. Like, for example, Prahlad was asked that, is there Lord Narasingha in this pillar? And he said, yes. Now, imagine in our house, somebody asks us, is there Lord in this pillar? You know, we'll say, break it. You will also come to know. I'll also. Both of us will be convinced whether it is. And then none of them said, and then Srila Prabhupada said, if I get some 5-10 people who have this faith, within 18 days I will make the whole world Krishna conscious, if you have that faith. The next Mahajan is Janak Maharaj, who was an able administrator. That's why he is one of the Mahajans. Very nicely he managed his whole kingdom with love and care. And Srila Prabhupada managed the whole ISKCON. Here we are managing one Radha Gopinath temple and so many volunteers, this, that, 4-5 temple presidents, so much of energy to just see to it that all these things, so many committees, subcommittees, and they are working day and night to manage the temple with people who have done MBA and all these degrees. That's why this temple is running so nicely. But Srila Prabhupada didn't have this kind of assistance. He had devotees who didn't have faith properly, and they were coming and going. Some of them used to come and take up service and they used to disappear. With all such things, Srila Prabhupada managed the 108 temples, their construction, their deity installation, their devotees, their initiation of this, all this. And like once when Guru Puja was going on, all of us know that they were worshipping Prabhupada. And Prabhupada noticed that one devotee had some injury. And he called him. The puja is going on. People are singing Shri Guru Charana Padma. And Prabhupada is not absolutely detached. He called him and he said, what? He said, I got hurt. And then Srila Prabhupada took a pen, paper and pen, and prescribed medicine. Because Srila Prabhupada was a pharmacist. So he gave him medicine. He said, apply this and you will feel better. So with all these things, with so much of care, one guru, and whole world, his disciples are dispersed and he is managing it single-handedly. The next Mahajan is Bhishma, and all of us know that Srila Prabhupada, how he is compared with Bhishma, because Bhishma, towards the end of the life, when he was sleeping on the arrows, he was speaking philosophy, nice philosophy, to Yudhishthir Maharaj, one of the best verses in the first canto. And Srila Prabhupada, also all of you must have seen this video, Srila Prabhupada, just before leaving his body, till that point he was translating the Srimad Bhagavatam. He's lying down, not able to get up, and there is a microphone, and Srila Prabhupada is dictating purports to the verses. Next Mahajan is Bali. And Bali Maharaj is known for offering everything at the lotus feet of the Lord. And that's what Srila Prabhupada did. After making this whole international society, he named it as International Society for Krishna Consciousness. Not that Prabhupada mission, Srila Prabhupada mission, Abhay Charan Arvinda mission, nothing like that. And another way by which Srila Prabhupada behaved or followed the footsteps of Bali Maharaj is giving up false gurus. Now what were the false gurus Srila Prabhupada gave up? Srila Prabhupada was following different movements that time for independence. And he gave up that and surrendered to Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. So giving up the freedom struggle is very, it was, for me, I cannot conceive that somebody can give up the freedom struggle, because that time every person in the country was convinced that the only solution to our distress is this Britisher should go. And Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur said that nothing is going to change. People are still going to be unhappy. That's what the condition is. The Britishers have gone and now people are thinking that it would have been better that they would have been here. Right? But ultimately nothing has changed. But because Srila Prabhupada listened to Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur and started this ISKCON, at least we are saved. The next Mahajan is Sukhadev Goswami, who spoke so nicely the Srimad Bhagavatam. He told the essence in 7 days. Srila Prabhupada, at one of the purports of Chaitanya Charitamrita, Srila Prabhupada writes that I may not be able to complete the translations of all these holy scriptures, but the essence I have written in Krishna book. So please read it. The first thing Srila Prabhupada did was the first canto and Krishna book. And the last Mahajan is Yamaraj. Actually, Yamaraj is the one who describes all these Mahajans. Now, Yamaraj being one of the Mahajans is something which is not palatable to all of us. Yamaraj is a word which is used, not so accepted. For me, because my name is Yuvraj, and I was due for initiation, I was so scared that I will get name Yamaraj Das. Because I thought it is very logical. Y is there and Raj is already there. So there are devotees with Yamaraj Das. One of the photographers of our Back to Godhead magazine is Yamaraj. But somehow for me, I was not so surrendered. I, you know, had lot of inhibitions. So I went for initiation and I didn't hear. I said, it is not Yamaraj. Okay, whatever is acceptable. Because, you know, sometimes we feel that Yamaraj is still okay, but Yamdut and all, you know. You know, people saying that, see, Yamaraj has come and... Now, Yamaraj himself, he himself hates the job which he is doing. It's not that I am saying and making a joke over it. He himself doesn't like. So therefore, he prefers to quit that post as early as possible. And like, for example, he came as Vidura just to, you know, participate in the Leela of Krishna. Wherever he gets a chance, he tries to enter the Lord's pastime, chant the holy name. Now, Srila Prabhupada also was very strict, very strict. That's how ISKCON is strict till date. But Srila Prabhupada was also very strict. He had made rules, he used to take actions. He used to do all this management. But his personal secretary, Shrutakirti Prabhu, was here and he was telling that in midst of all these meetings and all, whenever Srila Prabhupada used to get time in his room, he used to sit down on his harmonium and sing bhajans, sing kirtans. He used to just keep on playing his harmonium. Shruta Kirti Prabhu used to be sitting outside. Whenever Srila Prabhupada used to start playing harmonium, he used to go inside and play the kartals. And he said Srila Prabhupada used to love that. So although he was working like an administrator, in the heart of his heart, he loved to do kirtans. So today, I would like to, after glorifying Srila Prabhupada, I would like to tell story of one of the kings which was described in, who is described in Srila, in the Srimad Bhagavatam. And this name of this king is Chitraketu. So I would like to tell his story. Now this Chitraketu, his pastime is described in the Srimad Bhagavatam, is a very, very rich and opulent king. He had thousands of wives, beautiful wives, lot of treasury, and anything a person would desire. And what used to happen is, whenever he used to go for a stroll, or whenever the citizens used to see Chitraketu, they used to think that Chitraketu is so happy. You know, he has everything. He has these beautiful wives. He has, you know, opulence. He is the king. He has so much gold. So this is the first lesson. This His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj had given a class on Chitraketu. I'm just repeating it verbatim. It was somewhere in early 90s. So the citizens used to keep on thinking that how come this king, he has got everything in this world. And this is the first lesson, that every person in this world feels that other person is happy. You experience this. In my last Sunday feast class, I had told the story of the crow who is unhappy, and then he sees us, who is very happy rather, and he sees a white swan, and then he becomes unhappy, goes to the swan. Swan says, I was also happy, then I saw a parrot. So crow goes to the parrot, becomes more unhappy. Parrot says, I was also happy, but I saw a peacock. From that day, I am also unhappy. Crow goes to the peacock, sees the peacock, feels like committing suicide. For birds, it is very difficult to commit suicide. They cannot jump. So he says, I'll have a dialogue. He says to the peacock that, actually, I was thinking that I was most happy, but I saw a swan, and swan is feeling, parrot is happy, parrot is feeling, you are happy, and I am also feeling the same. And the peacock says, no, actually, I was also thinking I am happy, but because I am beautiful, people put me in this cage. And for past few days, I have seen that not in a single cage there is a crow. Crow is the only bird which is never kept in a cage. In any zoo, have you ever seen a cage and crows are there inside? That means the zoo is substandard. If they are kept. So the peacock is thinking that if I would have been a crow, I would have been roaming around the whole world. And the crow is thinking, if I would have been a peacock, everybody would have looked at me and appreciated me. So crow is thinking, peacock is happy, peacock is thinking. Something like that. The citizens are thinking, king is very happy. With us also it happens like this, right? Whenever we look here and there, last time I was talking about the ashrams, that whenever we see the brahmachari life, so happy people. Mangalarti and prasad is the most, because we get it only on Sundays if we come at 1:30, before 1:30. So for that is one of the attractions, and chanting. So everybody has even within the ashram, sometimes within the grihastha ashram, suppose we are not so rich and there is a devotee who is donating, so we feel, he's so rich, he can donate for so much for projects. A person who is rich actually is acknowledged so much in the temple that sometimes he enters the temple and everybody is like respecting, and that itself becomes an obstacle. So he feels, if I would have been some very low profile devotee, I would have been so happy. Nobody would have been aware of my existence. Right? Everybody thinks that. Even us, when we are walking on the road, we see the cars and we are thinking that if I had a car, Then we, you know, Krishnaized. I could have gone to the temple with that car, all such things. So basically, we are fascinated by this material world and we get attracted by the happiness of this world. I had written an article, this was not rejected, this one. Accepted article. About, it came in the Marathi, back to God, that as Raju and Kaju. Raju and Kaju. I'll tell you that story. So this Raju is playing in the playground and there is an old lady who is making some, you know, signs. Come here, come here. Then Raju goes there. Says, do you want Kaju? He eats. You like it? Come every day, I will give. 15 days he is going eating Kaju. Then this old lady, once he asked that, why you are offering me? She said, no, actually I cannot eat Kaju. Therefore I am giving. So next day he keeps on thinking, if she is not able to eat, why she is buying it? So she goes, why, if you are not able to eat, why are you buying it? She says, I am not able to eat the Kaju, but always I can eat the chocolate which is around the Kaju. And Mr. Raju is standing with the Kaju in his hand. And from that day, when he came to know, this is what we say, coming to real knowledge. Throws the Kaju. Same Kaju which he was relishing for last 15 days. Just getting knowledge about it, he throws it. He said, no. He stopped eating Kaju from that. With us, it's the same story. We are not knowing the dirty nature of the material happiness. We enjoy it, but we don't understand that how contaminated it is. And Maya Devi, like that old lady, keeps on offering us this Kaju. And we keep on eating it. Not realizing that it's a dirty thing, it will contaminate me. It will increase my material disease. So till the point we don't understand, come to real knowledge, that this material happiness I have to give, it is bad. Basically, we are not convinced. We don't have that knowledge. That's what Krishna says, that I, with those who do devotional service, that knowledge I give in the heart. So once we are blessed by Krishna, we get that knowledge, then we'll throw all these Kajus away. But Chitraketu, now let's look into Chitraketu's life. One thing was missing in his life, and he had no son. And because of this factor that he had no son, everything was appearing useless for him. And this is the next lesson which I would like to tell, that if we have everything, but one thing is missing, that one thing starts haunting us. Tumhare paas wo nahi hai, ye nahi. We may have everything. But then our cell phone may not be updated, old model. So we just keep on looking at the other person's cell phone. And nowadays, if you see those people, workers, sweepers on the road, they also have some touchscreen cell phone. With me, it happens sometimes. I'm sitting and I have a very old type of phone. And I see people doing all this touchscreen. So our mind, you know, says, see, everybody has, you don't have. So I may have a job which is giving me a lot of money, but then one thing is missing, okay, cell phone. So that one thing keeps on haunting. And even after we get that one thing, there will be something always missing. It's not that we get that thing and we become happy. Moment we get that thing, then we look at something else. So we always have this tendency to think that others are happy. We feel, because the moment we leave the temple, see what happens to us is, Sundays we come, why we look forward for coming to the temple, because this is a very, very divine place. Our brahmacharis and so many sannyasis come here and chant. All of you must have experienced that moment you enter from the gate inside, you forget all your miseries. It's a very nice place. But because somehow, because of our weak sadhana, because of our weak reading, or weak understanding, or weakness in our devotional service, moment we go out, we fall prey to Maya. And we start feeling everybody's happy, especially the actors. You know, those, we start seeing the hoardings and people are smiling. Actually, they are the most miserable people, the movie actors. They're, if you look into, peep into their personal life, so many divorces and they don't have a family life. Most of them are at age of 40, 45, not married. And so, like, I'll tell you some stories of one person had compared Hollywood actress and Hollywood and Indian scenario. So in that, he's talking about a mother telling to her child, her girl, that you have become so old in the sense, older, fit to be married. That's what our Indian mothers used to say previously, that you have grown up now so much that by now you should have got married and 2-3 children. You know, that's typical dialogue. So what happens in Hollywood? The mother says that you have grown up so much that by now you should have 2-3 divorces at least. In India, Indian scenario, we miss a marriage. You know, missing somebody's marriage means that person keeps on telling you, tu mere shaadi mein nahi aaya, you didn't come for my marriage. Even if you go for that person's son's marriage, still he keeps on reminding, but mere shaadi mein nahi aaya tha. Hollywood scenario, then one person, you know, after marriage meets the actress. He says, sorry, I couldn't come for your marriage. He says, no, okay, you can come next time, it's okay, that's fine. So there is no stability in their life. Absolutely no stability. We are laughing, but just imagine the emotional turmoil they must be going through. Getting married and divorced, it's a painful thing. It's a very painful thing. Even a fighting with the partner, with the husband or wife, that itself is painful. Then fighting and separating and then adjusting with somebody. And these are the people we feel they are happy, and then they suddenly appear after these 4-5 divorces for advertisement, and they will be smiling and giving us such, and we are feeling, oh, so happy they are. So we are behaving like a crow that time, feeling that all these peacocks are happy, something like that. The third story he had told, he was saying that previously when our grandmothers used to tell us stories, they used to tell that there was a king, there was a queen, and they had one son, one daughter. How do you tell it in Hollywood style? So there was a king and a queen, and there was a son which the king had from his third wife, and there was a daughter which the queen had from her third husband. You know, some combinations. So Srila Prabhupada therefore calls this world as a crazy place. He says, this is a crazy world. Everybody is mad, everybody is crazy. Like, there was an article written against the Hare Krishna movement, that Hare Krishnas are crazy. And Srila Prabhupada was furious. And next day he wrote an article, and who is really crazy? And Srila Prabhupada was making a point that we are not these bodies, but we are feeling that we are these bodies. I am feeling I am Dr. Yuvraj, but I am not actually. But I am thinking I am. So if somebody is thinking what he is not, that's what a psychiatric patient is, right? He is not. Like, for example, once one person was shouting in the psychiatric ward, I am Napoleon, I am Napoleon, I am Napoleon. So morning to evening, so ward boy, he was fried. He goes there and says, who told you are Napoleon? He said, God told me. God told me that I am Napoleon. Immediately from the next room there is a voice, I never said so. So this is the crazy world. You know, somebody is thinking I am Napoleon and another person is thinking I am God. Third person comes. He says, I am going to become the Prime Minister of India tomorrow. He is talking to another patient. He says, tomorrow I am going to become the Prime Minister of India. The second person said, wait, you can become Prime Minister only if I resign. Somebody feels that I am the Prime Minister. So Prabhupada makes a point that you are not this minister or you are not a Napoleon, you are not, you are souls. But if you consider yourself this, then we are as good as a psychiatric patient. So with Chitraketu, what happens is, with all this distress he's thing, I don't have a son, I don't have a son, I don't have a son. Ultimately, one day Angira Muni comes to visit him. And he immediately goes and falls and he says, actually, you know, please bless that I may have a son. So, if we have too much of material desires, we cannot, actually I'm getting distracted by this, somebody can go up and... So, we don't know how to, what to ask from the sadhus. If we have too much material desires, automatically that thing comes up, you know, that there is a tendency. So, whenever we have that very deep-rooted material desires, anybody asks us, we say, please pray this mirror. Mera exam hai. Suppose we have exam, that is on our mind. So that becomes a kind of a burning issues. This, our mind cheats us actually. It creates burning issues. Now we feel that now I have an exam, so this is the most burning issue in my life. If that goes well, things will be fine. I have an interview, this is the most burning issue in my life. And before chanting, the mind reminds the list of all these burning issues. And these issues keeps on burning and we finish our 16 rounds. And at the end we are cheated, absolutely cheated. Because we fail to realize that the most burning issue in our life is we are not Krishna conscious. Death can come any time and before death catches us, we have to achieve perfection of our devotional service. We say that this Krishna consciousness is like a road and at the end of the road Krishna is standing. But that doesn't mean that we can walk with our own speed. Because there is death behind us. So the scene is, you are on the right path. At the end of this path Krishna is standing. If you go on this path, you will meet Krishna, but there is death behind. So before death catches us, we have to reach at that point. So therefore, we cannot be lax in our devotional service. We have to reach up to that point. Because if death catches us before that, again we will come to the road, but then we will be taken away and we don't know. When we get the chance or again if we get distracted. Now today we are alive. We don't have any disease right now, at least for this moment, that okay. So let us take this chant, this opportunity to chant the holy name. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Ram, 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 Hare Hare. And all these anxieties which come to our mind are because of lack of faith in the Lord's plan. We don't have faith in the Lord's plan. Because we don't have faith, there are anxieties. And this anxiety is the most susceptible time for eruption of these anxieties is our chanting. Because we sit and all those anxieties come up. What if this happens? What if that happens? Oh, and that 16th round. And I'll tell you, this must be your experience also. Moment our 16 rounds are over, those thoughts don't come on. they go away. Actually, they go away dancing that they are successful. They successfully distracted us. They go away for the day, they take nice rest. Next day morning, moment we put our hand in the bed bag, all of them are back. And they start dancing around us, literally dancing. So much so that from one round, two round, three, 16, and again we are defeated. So we should realize that this, all these burning issues, all these anxieties, this is because of lack of faith. So we have to have faith in the Lord's plan. Or Gaurang Prabhu used to tell the story of this horse rider. This horse rider used to, you know, take children round the village, sitting on the horse, and charge them some money. And that's how he used to earn. Now one day his horse ran away. And then everybody, you know, he was a great devotee, but the other villagers were not. So they came to him and they said, actually, so bura ho gaya, you lost your horse. He said, no, that's fine. Whatever Krishna has planned for me. So he went searching for the horse, and in the village, in the jungle, he found some 25 horses. And then all the villagers go, oh, acha hua, very good, very good, very good. You know, you've lost one horse, but you got 25 horses. That is fine. It's okay. Whatever happens. So while training these horses, his son fell down from one of the horses, broke his leg. Again the villagers came, oh, very bad, very bad, very bad. Your son lost his leg. Now the king declared the war with the neighboring kingdom, and he took all the youngsters forcefully in the army. But this fellow's son was spared because his leg was broken. Again the villagers came, oh, so nice, he actually broke his leg, but he's here. He said, you stop now. So many times you came to me, very good, very bad, very, for me everything was good. Because he had faith in the Lord's plan. He was following that plan. Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj, when he was here, he told a very nice story of a person who was lost on the island. One person who left for a voyage, and somehow his ship wrecked, and he managed to reach an island. After reaching the island, he realized that he was the only person on the island. There was nobody. So he built a hut and started surviving with the fruits and whatever was available. And one day there was a lightning which fell on the hut, and the hut was burning. He came back from the forest and saw the hut was burning. Now it came up to this point. His faith, he looked at the sky and he started shouting at the Lord that already, you know, I am disconnected from my family, I have lost all my wealth, the ship, and I am here alone, I build a hut, and that also you are burning. And then he heard a voice, did you call us? Look, there was a captain of a ship standing, and he said, we saw some fire, we were passing by, and we thought that somebody is in need. Because in the naval language, if you are on an island, lost on an island, you put on fire so that any ship can see and come. And then immediately he looked up and he said, sorry, Lord. It happens with us, you know, sometimes we start cursing the Lord, and then we realize, oh no, actually, after some time we realize how this happened for the best. Therefore, this example of caterpillar is given by most of them. One scientist, you know, was watching how this comes out of the cocoon, and he's struggling through that small hole to come out. So he felt so bad that he increased the size of the hole, and that caterpillar could never fly again. Because in that process of struggling and coming out of the hole, the wings become strong. So that struggle in Krishna consciousness, actually those bad phases, if you have faith, guidance, and if you are taking guidance from some devotee, you will realize that how this crisis in my Krishna consciousness actually was so good for me. Without this crisis, I would have not advanced in Krishna consciousness. So there are two things that happen when we are in crisis. Our faith may be totally disturbed, and people may leave Krishna consciousness also. But if you take guidance from devotees, keep on reading Srila Prabhupada's book, keep on chanting, keep on praying to the Lord, you will realize that how things are happening for the best, and how the Lord is making a plan for us. And we are becoming strong through this process. So actually, Angira Muni had come to give him advice, but he didn't listen. So we have to listen from the sadhus first. So ultimately, he gave him some Mahaprasad. He said, give it to your favorite wife and she will deliver. But just I'll caution you, he said, that this son will be giving you distress also. Is it okay? He said, oh, that is fine. What distress? He said, he will, you know, sometimes kick me and all that things. He said, I'll tolerate. And he said, but name him Harsha Shok. Because Harsha is happiness, Shok is misery. He will give you happiness as well as misery. He said, that is fine. So moment the son is born, Chitraketu's world moves around the son. Actually, Prahlad Maharaj in one place specifically mentions that how a householder has a tendency to get, you know, entangled with those sweet broken words of the child. He has given detailed descriptions how he gets entangled, and it happens. But for a devotee, it's not that we look our children as an obstruction in Krishna consciousness. We don't look at them as an obstacle or object of attachment. We rather look at them as property of Krishna under our care. With that consciousness, we don't get entangled. But otherwise, if you see karmis, they who are not devotees, for them, they don't have this concept that this child is Krishna's property and I have to train this child to become Krishna conscious. So what happens is, because of that, Whatever the child is doing, they are appreciating. I had one printed article, Bichara Raju. I always talked about Raju. People keep on asking, why this Raju, Kaju, Raju? Because in childhood, they used to call me Raju. So these are, half of them are my stories actually. So I said, this Raju is in the mother's womb. And mother, they are not so conscious. They don't, because they are pregnant, I'm talking about non-devotees, they don't want to sacrifice. They will listen to their movie songs, they will listen to the movies. But all that is affecting the child. And you see the karmi children, if you see even the small children who are children of non-devotees, you'll specifically see, even if they put some filmy music, they start dancing. Very nicely they dance actually. Why is this? Because they have been hearing this for 9 months. If you see a devotee child who has been hearing kirtans for the 9 months, the devotee child, moment you say Hare Krishna, automatically raises the hand. Because he is listening that for 9 months. And what happens? These children start dancing and family members, actually for a devotee what happens? By mistake, sometimes our child start dancing on a filmy song. The devotee gets tensed up, you know, because sometimes there is a song and child doesn't understand dance, so we have to caution them, no, can you hear kartals? No, so you are not supposed to dance. So it's a very tensing situation. But for karmis, it's opposite. The child is dancing, they get fascinated, they start taking out video, you know. And then one of my friend called up and he said, Are, 2 o'clock in the night my child woke me up and said, I want to listen to this song. Then I went on the internet and 3 o'clock he was dancing till 4 o'clock. And he was appreciating, he was not complaining. He was as if he had participated in Shriva Sangan Kirtans in... And I was thinking, and ultimately what happens is, these children, when they go to colleges, they fall victim to bad habits, bad association, illicit sex. That all things are actually in the songs. This meaning of the songs are basically towards, you know, directing towards illicit sex and material enjoyment. So that's how we get entangled. Not only this thing, not only children, people get entangled in animals so much. Like, I know of a doctor who had a dog, And then there was another doctor staying close by, and this doctor was a psychiatrist. And after this, now both of them loved dogs. After this first owner left, this dog became little sad, and this. And this psychiatrist, she used to love that dog so much. He used to love the dog so much that he thought the dog is in depression. And every day through the milk and give antidepressants to the dog so that he comes out of the depression. 24 hours thinking about dog, and he used to keep on telling me, he is coming out of depression now. He is coming. I used to get depressed, you know, hearing all these stories. I'll tell you one story of a dog lover. His dog's name was Paddy. Loved the dog. And people, you know, they stay with the dog. Sometimes they sleep on the floor and dog is sleeping on the bed. So this fellow was like, always Paddy. One day he came back from the office to have his lunch. And his mother said, actually, bad thing happened, you know, Paddy passed away. So he just becomes silent, goes back to office. Comes back in the evening. Mother again tells him, "Arey, bad thing happened, Paddy passed away." He said, "Paddy passed away?" Oh, starts crying and rolling on the ground. Oh, he said, "Oh, Paddy passed." The mother gets confused. Afternoon also I told him. So she says, "Actually, afternoon also told him Paddy passed away." He said, "Afternoon I heard Daddy, so..." This, you may be laughing at this, but people love their dogs more than their parents. That is a fact. You have to accept this. This was just parents. We look at them with such a thing that they are the ones who brought us to this world. Especially devotees should be always thankful to their parents, because they gave us this birth in which we were introduced to Krishna consciousness. They gave us this, they were the instruments in giving us this body, because of which we are in. But people, they don't love their parents. Now gone are those, this thing. So getting entangled in this world, another place where I found people get entangled in this world is gadgets. Nowadays, you see people, they enter the locals, moment they sit, they don't even realize what is happening. What is happening? Once one person called up a police station. He said, "Actually, there was a major theft in my house." Police said, "So what has happened?" He said, "Actually, everything is stolen except for the television set." The police said, "How come the television set was spent?" "Actually, I was watching television." So the thief came and stole everything and went. Television was spared because I was watching it. So I always tell the story of Mr. Babban at airport. Mr. Babban was traveling to London. So goes to the airport. And he sees a weighing scale. Gets excited, he says 5 rupees coin, so puts a 5 rupee coin. And the machine, there is a display. "You are Mr. Babban, your weight is 70 kgs, you are traveling to London." He said, "The 70 kgs is okay, but why Mr. Babban and London? How come it is identifying me?" So he goes out, goes to the bathroom, changes his hairstyle. "You are Mr. Babban, weight 70 kg, traveling to London." Gets tensed up. Now he has done all the security check, everything, about to board his plane. Takes out new clothes from his bag, goes to the washroom, changes his clothes, comes back with new clothes, new hairstyle, everything. "You are Mr. Babban, weight is 70 kg. Your plane to London has left." What is the lesson for us? Coming to ISKCON, we are on an airport, about to catch a plane. So we should not get distracted here and there by this internet and yahoo.com and this.com. Because remember that one day the message will be displayed that you are here and your plane has already left the spiritual world. So that should not happen with us. So we are about to, all of us who are at ISKCON are about to catch a plane to the spiritual world by Srila Prabhupada's mercy. So we should not get distracted. So Chitraketu basically was seeking for immediate happiness. Like we think that I don't have this, I get this, I'll become happy. Chitraketu was thinking, I don't have a son, I get a son, I'll be happy. We hear this story of this sadhu and the horse. The sadhu was going up the hill and gets tired. So many times we have heard this story. Gets tired. And ultimately he prays to the Lord that, Lord, please, please give me a horse so that I can sit on the horse and go. There is a horse. The Lord fulfills his desire. As he sits on the horse, goes up, he realizes that horse is pregnant. God gave him a horse, but a pregnant horse. He had not specified non-pregnant horse or anything. Horse delivers after some times. A horse is not ready to move because the baby horse cannot walk. Now this horse has been given by the Lord, so he cannot leave the horse there. So ultimately he picks up the baby horse, puts him on the shoulder and starts walking up the hill. And while going up the hill, he's thinking, I had asked for a horse so that I can sit on the horse and go. Now horse is sitting on me. When I tell this story, I always say that our every desire is pregnant with a future misery. Every desire is pregnant with a future misery, and all of us must have experienced it at some point of time. You desire something, you get it, and then you realize that how this thing which you have got is making our life miserable. It may be a car also. We buy a car, and then till that point we are just car, 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 and then we get a car and then we realize, oh no, there is this license, there is this insurance, this, that, so many things. So every desire is pregnant. Those in the Karani circles and college boys and girls, you know, some people, they are miserable because they don't have a girlfriend, you know, this nowadays. And then they are thinking, I should have a girlfriend. And they get a girlfriend and then they realize life has become more miserable after that. Or a girlfriend getting a boyfriend, both ways. Their anxieties increase. Till that point they were thinking, I was actually happy alone. I had to start planning. So that's what happens. Our every desire is pregnant. Anything we desire, material, which is not connected to Krishna consciousness, will be pregnant with a future misery. Now what happens is, with Chitraketu getting entangled with his son, playing with his son, moving around with his favorite wife and son, the other wives become envious. And they, you know, start thinking that this, because of this wife, Chitraketu has forgotten. Because she has delivered a child, he has forgotten us. So in this material world, one person's happiness is other person's distress. We become very happy, oh, I got a promotion, this, that, keep on giving sweets. But there are others who are, you know, looking at us thinking, actually I deserved it. Because everybody in this world feels that actually I deserve to be the prime minister of this country. But somehow, I don't know why the Lord is not doing it. But actually I deserve. Everybody has that kind of feeling. So actually we are prone to envy. Very much prone to envy, getting very easily envious of others. So those wives, they administer poison to this child. So Chitraketu's son is dead. And the wife and Chitraketu, they become miserable. They are absolutely finished because this son was their life and soul. And Chitraketu actually starts rolling on the ground. And again Angira Muni comes and then starts speaking with him. Now he starts understanding some philosophy. So with all those good times with his wife and that small child going around the house, he would have never understood. But now his son dies and he gets a jolt. And now he starts understanding what Angira Muni is speaking. Once one of our temple presidents had gone to Pune, and he gave a very powerful lecture in this place, Nigdi or somewhere, where this Bajaj Auto, they had a colony, and he gave a lecture. This material world is full of this dukkha layam ashashvatam janma amrutyu jara. People were looking at him, you know, like nobody was understanding the lecture. So afterwards he actually asked them, why, you know, could you understand? Said, no, we could never. We were failing to understand why you are so much in distress, you know. Like we are perfectly happy. They said, the morning we get up and we go play tennis. Then evening we come back, we play badminton. And then we have our dinner. Then we go to the club and in the night. And then nice colony and fresh air. And where is this Janma Mrityu Jara Vyadhi? But this is not going to last. This is not going to last. We may feel that people staying here and there are happy, but ultimately people do get cancer, people get AIDS and kidney failures. And so we have this illusion that I may be staying in a big house, I would have been happy. No. Ultimately, sooner or later, this is going to come. And at that point, nothing is going to protect us except for the holy name. And whatever advancement we have done in Krishna consciousness, that advancement is going to protect us. Okay, right now there are no miseries, there is nothing, but it's going to come for sure, 100%. Nobody can say that, no, I'm not going to die. Everybody of us. And this is the real burning issue in our life, that we are going to die. How many times do we remember this? So therefore, Chanakya Pandit at one place, he says, Tyajya Durjana Sansargam. And he says, towards the end of this verse, he says a very nice, Bhaja Nitya Anityata. Bhaja Nitya, always remember what? That this world is Anitya. Nitya, you should remember Nitya, always what? That this world is Anitya. That we have to leave this world. If we remember this, most of our problems actually go down. We forget this and we try to make this world a beautiful place and we are like struggling for that, then there will be anxieties and problems. So that is the difference between us and animals, that we can in misery understand and take shelter of the Lord. Animals cannot. You kick a dog, he doesn't say Hare Krishna or anything. He'll just cry, shout, or he may bark at us. But we can. When we get kicks, we can chant. And then the dead Narad Muni comes there this time with Angira Muni and he wakes up the dead child. And dead child starts speaking philosophy. He says, what father, mother you are speaking about? Why you are crying for the son? You had so many sons in the previous life and I had so many father and mother. So I am now going to my new father and mother. So we have to realize that our children have been somebody else's children in the previous life. And we also had so many father and mother. And we had so many bodies. Now we have to put a full stop to this by chanting Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, 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 Hare Hare. By this chanting we will remember what is our eternal connection with the Lord. In my previous class I had said that I play guitar, I used to play guitar, and that guitar was lying there in my house. So this devotee, I was staying at Dadar. And all these Dadar devotees, they came for kirtan at my house. And After Kirtan, somebody saw the guitar. They said, hey, Prabhuji, guitar, guitar. I said, no, I have stopped playing. No, something. I said, I cannot play any bhajan or any kirtan on this because I left it long. No, anything. Somebody and I took the guitar in my hand and I just played a single tune. I'll not say it here because I'm sitting on the Vyasasana. Just for 5 seconds. And they said, stop. Because with that they remembered the movie, the hero, the heroine, everything. Music has that effect. And the original story of this movie was that the hero was a guitar artist. And while playing guitar, he remembers his previous life because he was playing that in the previous life. All of you must have remembered the movie all. Music has that impact. I tell that typically they show this hero coming out of the house and in a jeep and the jeep going in the ghat and something falls down. Thak. Forgets everything. He forgets that he had a bungalow, his father, mother. No? And then there are Adivasis there. He starts staying with those Adivasis, starts wearing their clothes. You know, absolutely starts living like them. Not able to remember who he is. Our condition is like that. We have got such a jolt. We actually hear that Radha and Krishna are our eternal father and mother. We don't get a feeling. We go before the Lord. We don't get a feeling. This is my... Moment you see your father and mother's photograph, you are like, this is my... They give... People keep in their wallets and all, father, mother's photo. We don't get that feeling. Because that jolt is so bad that memory is lost. We try to trace back the memory. Maximum we can trace up to our first standard. Not beyond that. We don't even remember what we did in our nursery and childhood. Our mothers keep on telling that you were kicking and you were doing this and that. That jolt is so bad. It's like that hero. Not able to remember anything. And then one day he's roaming and he listens to some music. And then that music he has probably heard in his house. Then suddenly he remembers everything, his house, his mother, his father. We are waiting for that point in Krishna consciousness. That someday this holy name, which we were hearing in our eternal home, Golok Vrindavan, which we have left and come here, will suddenly strike. So many devotees, they have different schools of thoughts in how a person becomes a pure devotee. Some say that one becomes pure devotee and doesn't even realize that he has become a pure devotee. And the other school of thought is that for some it happens that suddenly one day people get up and realize that they have become. Suddenly they realize, that spirit, like that hero, he realizes, I was staying there with my eternal father, mother. And then he starts running up the hill. And then the other companions, what they do, the other Adivasis, they catch him, hey, kidhar ja raha, kidhar. He is not going to stop because he has remembered. So that's what happens to devotees. They get some remembrance. This is my eternal life. And they start going to the temple and people start stopping him. Where are you going? Where are you going? But is he going to stop if he remembers one? But becoming pure devotee means absolutely remembering. And then he becomes detached from this all Adivasi kingdom. This material world is like that Adivasi kingdom where we have fallen by mistake and got a big jolt on our head and forgotten Krishna. Holy name is that music which will make us remember. So then Chitraketu with all this you know, takes up to devotional service, and there is a big story of Chitraketu becoming devotee and getting cursed afterwards. Here it is said that Sunday feast class is up to 2:45. I'm already exhausted. You people are, or should I continue for 10 minutes? Okay. The last thing I just wanted to share with you, with people speak about this Vedas and everything. These are very old stories. I'll just take 5 minutes with your permission. Although that Hari Bol was with hypoglycemic Hari Bol with less sugar. So people talk about, this Dashavatar and this and that. In between there was a movie, Dashavatar. And servant in my house, he was saying, Prabhuji, Prabhuji, Dashavatar. And before buying, I did some research. I said, let me check out whether this is Dashavatar. And it was that hero who was doing 10 roles in the movie. So of course, our hero is also doing the 10 roles of the Dashavatar. So I, in my previous one class, had related in the Srimad Bhagavatam class that how our Lord Gopinath, it's not old that we hear Satyuga, there was Matsya Avatar and Kurma Avatar. How this Gopinath is acting or doing things of the Dasha Avatar. I would just like to recite with your kind permission. The first avatar is Matsya, very small fish, suddenly becomes big. King Satyavrat takes him to a well, becomes big. Takes him to a pond, becomes big. Takes him to ocean, becomes big. Slowly, slowly expanding. You must have realized how Gopinath has expanded. Previously, one single room in this whole complex, then slowly bigger. Then the Tinkerbell school goes, then Bola's classes. Here, I remember used to be the Bola's classes classroom. Everything, slowly, slowly. So my just prayer is that he reaches up to the ocean one day, across the road. And many times we see, after these flats, we get one possession of this. And someday, suddenly I see saffron dhotis and saffron kurtas and saffron towels in one of the flats. So I realize that we have got possession. Gopinath has extended. So for me, those saffron towels look like Vijay Pataka, I become so happy that Gopinath has expanded. And the next avatar is Kurma avatar. And Kurma was known for balancing the Mandar Parvat. Gopinath, when I came for the Sunday feast for the first time in the early 90s, so I saw devotees dancing as if it is a springboard, And the whole thing, I was used to always stand at the corner because I feel if I stand in between and then I realized that here is our Kurma who is actually holding so many devotees dance here, but at no point we had a single incident or accident where, there is some breakage or anything. Because like Kurma, he is holding this and balancing our temple kirtan floor. Now Varaha was known for picking up the earth from a very fallen condition. The earth fell down the ocean, and Varaha picked up and put it on the top. Our temple also in the early 90s went through some bad phase where so Gopinath again has picked up our temple and helped us to become an inspiring example for others. Like Narsimhadev, Narsimhadev is known to protect. I remember once there was a photographer who came And devotees were doing kirtan. And this Tinkle Bell school children were playing around. And he was taking photographs. And devotees also, you know, they were also excited that for somebody from press has come to take the photograph. So everybody was posing like this, like this. And next day there was an article by this the reporter saying that how these ISKCON devotees are doing child abuse to these school children. And ultimately, like Narsingadev, Gopinath has thrown away the school and everything. Narsingadev, one thing Narsingadev did is he saw to it that his pure devotee's words come true. When Prahlad said, "The Lord is in the pillar," Narsingha came and said, "Yes, I am there in the pillar." And the devotee says, "He is here, the Lord appears there." Srila Prabhupada standing at Bharati Vidya Bhavan said, "We want a temple here." And Gopinath, like Narsingadev, has appeared just on the words of a pure devotee. Vamanadev is known for stretching his leg all across the world. And this is what Gopinath is doing now. He's sending all his devotees everywhere. You see, anywhere you go, we see, "Hare Krishna, I'm from Gopinath temple." You go to New York, you go to Los Angeles, you go to Russia, Australia. So many devotees, they are going to assist Srila Prabhupada's movement all over the world. We have, just many times we see Brahmachari is missing for 15 days and they "I have been to Russia, I had been to Singapore, I have been to Malaysia." They are going everywhere. So Gopinath, through all these devotees, is, you know, helping to spread Srila Prabhupada's mission. It's not just becoming famous. It's just about serving the mission. So all these devotees are going all over the world to assist the devotees there in spreading the Srila Prabhupada's mission. That's how Gopinath is behaving like Vamanadev. Parshuram was known to fight and kill with full speed. Thousands, and used to kill lakhs. So thousands of devotees keep on coming with unlimited anarthas. And Gopinath is like Parshuram, moving his axe, making us pure. He's killing the demons which are there. So many demoniac propensities are there. Ram used the unqualified monkeys for his service. So Gopinath is making unqualified monkey to give Sunday feast here. So, like Balaram, he's giving us so much of strength. All of us remember your past. You'll realize I was such a weak person. Such a weak-hearted person. I could never speak in the school stage. I could never stand and speak. I once participated in debate. I forgot my lines. I got down and walked home. He's giving us bala. I write for the Back to Godhead magazine. In 10th standard, my school teacher took my essay notebook and threw it. I was so bad at writing. But Gopinath is suddenly empowers anyone and to do wonderful service. The next incarnation is of Buddha. Buddha is known for turning the violent people non-violent. So most of us were very violent before coming to Krishna consciousness, right? Right now we have become Haribol, but previously... Anybody does anything, we are like... I remember in my hometown, at once or twice, somebody said something and we had gone because Gopinath is here, so I cannot speak lie. With a sword in my hand, I had actually said to one person, this fellow had said, "I will kill you." I said, "This is the sword." That fellow was scared. "Come on, kill me." So this kind of violent person I was. All of us have such experience. We have devotees who had come to kill some of our devotees. All of us know this famous story of, I don't want to take the name, but our Mahaprabhu, in Khar. There was one devotee who had, there was one person who was sent to kill him, and he became an initiated devotee. So like Gopinath has turned violent people, and he is coming every day to the temple. The last incarnation is the Kalki incarnation. I have nothing to compare because he has not yet appeared. So I leave the class here. But anybody who is, I just hope that before Kalki comes, all of us go back to Godhead. But if anybody is there by mistake, please complete my class and comparing Gopinath with Kalki. Hari Bol.